Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is presenting more detail on what he believes should be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum.
Biden also said today every governor should mandate masks outdoors to get kids back to school and businesses back to full strength. At the same time, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he's withdrawing his lawsuit against Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms over her mask mandate. Instead, he said he'll issue an executive order to stop requiring masks on private property. Congressional leaders are slamming each other over a lack of progress in reaching a bipartisan deal on new pandemic assistance. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports a long list of issues separates the two sides.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took aim at Republicans, saying it's been 90 days since House Democrats approved their $3 trillion proposal.
The needs of the American people are not changing. They're only getting more so. They're not lessening.
But Republicans won't meet them in the middle of their competing offers for a $2 trillion deal. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, Mr. President, that's not negotiating. That's throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks.
The parties can't agree on more than $1 trillion in plans, including state and local emergency funding and extra unemployment payments. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors has issued a report that concludes public safety depends on mutual trust and respect. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the group is hoping to ride the momentum of the national conversation about the role of police.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says officers can't be effective if they're not seen as legitimate. Lightfoot and other members of the U.S. Conference of Mayors say police should use force as a last resort. Their new report opposes efforts to defund police departments. Instead, they want to enlist more social workers so law enforcement can focus on big threats such as gun violence. The report also points out problems with many police union contracts. The mayors want to be sure that officials don't trade away measures that could hold police accountable as bargaining chips and negotiations over pay raises. The bipartisan group represents 1,400 American cities. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump says Israel and the United Arab Emirates have reached a deal that paves the way for full normal relations between the two countries. Trump calls it a huge breakthrough. The UAE is now the third Arab state to normalize relations with Israel. The two have had informal ties for some time. This is NPR News. Facebook announced new measures today to combat election and voting misinformation, broadening labels on politicians' posts that contain misinformation, and launching a voting information center. Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR. The Trump administration has decided to designate the U.S. headquarters of China's Confucius Institutes as a foreign mission. NPR's John Ruwitch reports the State Department calls the institutes part of the Chinese Communist Party's global influence and propaganda apparatus.
Confucius Institutes have been controversial since they were introduced in the early 2000s. They promote Chinese language and culture in countries around the world and are supported by the Chinese government. Critics say they've peddled China's influence and undermined academic freedom. The State Department says its goal in labeling the Confucius Institute U.S. Center as a foreign mission is to ensure that educators and school administrators can make informed choices about whether these programs should be allowed to continue, and if so, how. As of the end of June, there were 75 Confucius Institutes in the United States, according to the National Association of Scholars. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
In Belarus, thousands continue to fill the streets of the capital, Minsk, protesting Sunday's disputed presidential election, despite a government crackdown and thousands of arrests. For a second day, women are forming human chains, calling for an end to police brutality. Protesters say the vote was rigged to extend the rule of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.